man. Simpe is aloha. Really, a hemshchuk of simanayin test. Simanayin test aloha of beimus that are kosher beimus and chayis was a smanamar. A simpe is a chil between the case of a chayy versus the case of behemo. Aloha, the chalukim, the mechavas alkof that negate the idea of eating the chaylev, the chalbo, the fats. The pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, kol cholov v'shor v'kesev v'eiz, the chaylev of these three animals, the ma'isa loyse chaylev. The behemo cannot eat, but the chayy the ma'isa can eat. So there's a chumra in the behemo over a chayo. The behemo can't eat the chalbo, it's fat. Fakert, negate the idea of kisa adam, but it's the other way around. Behemo has a case over here of a kulo, there's no din of kisa adam. The chayo has a case of kisa adam. But both of them, mice, the dam is also. Mechaba starts over with the saloch, this content over here. The chayo has a kulo, has a chumra, but mice are both also dam. The chayo has a kulo, the chalbo is mutter, the fats are mutter. Has a chumra over here that neither case of kisa adam. Once we have the halacha, there's a chil between a chaya and a behemo. Now we have to know what is a chaya, what is a behemo, besides from the English words of domestic animal and non-domestic animal. What exactly is a chaya? What exactly is the case of a behemo? So the sugi really is a gemara in the chulin and after tes. Over there, the mishnah brings down starts off saying that the gate is simone behemo. What is kosher? That nemru b'toro. That means it's mafes parsa amalagero. The gate to oif. Did not say Lindigru, however, Kemal Chazal, and they gave different simonim over here. We'll get back to why it's very important. But it's very clear that the Gedith Chazal say that the if is Nidros. If it steps at one something to go eat it, then it's tummy. It's not Nidros, and it has three simonim. It has a case of an Esper Yisairo, and that means the bird has usually two front feet sticking out, or fingers sticking out, as a third one sticking on the side, and it has a case of a Zevek, a crop. And in the case of Krokonos Niklof, its gizzard is peeled over here. Then the case over here that's Tor, a bird that's Tor. That means the get what's the loss of a bird. The Torah, the mice, does not say the simonim. The Torah says in Parshas Ru'eh, the idea of 20 birds plus the word of Mino four times. That means 24 birds, the mice are Tomei. Now, what are the simonim? Chazal give the getter that if it's Doris, it's Tomei. Void, if it's not Torah and it has the three things, Esri, Sayo, Azevak, a Krokot, Niklof, then the case over here is Torah. That's the get to a bird. The get to the chil between the Chaya and the Behemoth, the Gemara brings it down from Chazal, depend upon how the horn looks like. What the Mechab brings down over here, if in the case of Vutsolis, then the case over here it's a Chaya, then the Chalbe is Mutter. If it's not Vutsolis, if it's Kruchais, Chayukais, and Chadurais, then also in the case of a Chaya. And therefore, the chabal might be mutter. Now, what do those words mean? The idea of mufutalois, kruchois, charukois, chadurois. Come on, the shach said very simple. I am pierced the shaldevim el beisaysif. You want to know what it means? Look at the beisaysif, but I'm not going to go say. I come, there's a word in parentheses to explain what the words mean. The chabal tries to explain. Shach says, I am shom. Look up the beisaysif. Said, my shah with the kirsoysis, what pshat over here is, among the rishonim, what things mean. Not clear. What does that mean? So, basically, the question here is that we have simonim Chazal say. The question is simonim enough? They get the chil between a chay and a behemo. That means it came along the shach and says we have simonim. The mechaba says it over. We're teaching what it means. Says shach, I'm not going to explain why. Because the loch ayin sim pei beis over there. The loch is she'in lono atu ela mashir kibum mesayris. By the case of birds, but also we need a case of mesayro. And the question is, the words of the shach is a little bit cryptic. That means you go back to local birds. The birds in the Torah does not say, we have Chazal give us over Gedorim. That means we have 24 birds that might say Tomei, 20 plus 4 that Tomei. How many simon we need? Machloikis. Again, Mechaba and Rav Yishayim say, once you have the simon and mice, it's enough. How the Gemara and Chulin that's on the base, the Gemara that brings down a Tarnagol to Agamo. There's a bird that was lived in the Agam, Doris for Eichel. What does that mean? Rashi explains the Maisa was that they had a bird that they thought was kosher, had all the simonim, Maisa case over here, they thought was not Darius Oichel, and had a crop. It was a case over here that the gizzard was peeled, they had the SB Yisayro, and they thought it was Maximus Toyro, and they ate it. It came along, they saw it, that once in a while it was Darius Oichel. Therefore, they made a mistake. Achazman, Darius Oichel. They would come along, Rashi, and says, since they made a mistake, even though they followed the simonim, the halach is you can only eat it based upon Messiris. And therefore, the Issa Vata Oruch, up here, the Rosh, earlier, the more brings down, the Chenoigim Be'in L'Shanis. Nigir to birds, the loch is that even though we're Rishonim and the Mechaba, most Pesachim pass, the loch is that birds have simonim like Gemara says, and they did a pshat in the Sukkah, not like Rashi. Once you go like Rashi, the Rosh is birds you can only eat with a Messiah, which obviously will lead to the question how in the world can you eat turkey if it's a native bird. Get back to it in a couple weeks and listen to pay Bezel over here. How in the world can you eat turkey? Because a big shiloh, people will not eat a turkey. Why? There's no Messiah. There cannot have been a Messiah for it. Fine. This halacha between Nogim and Lashanis, the Maisel all Bnei Ashkenaz went this way. If you even want, look at Estrik, the Ramah brings down, which will be done, Tafresh Memches, Chain Nogim and Lashanis. Building upon that, now the question is, what is the Pshat over here in the Amshach? The Shach came along and says, that halacha over here is you can only eat things. With the Messiah, come along, the Chazanisha says, the halacha is even if an behema and a chayah, Maisel Mafres, Paras, and Malagero, if you have no Messiah to go eat this behema and chayah, might you have a get like a bird of treif? Here also come along. The idea is that this behem and chayla might start treif. I can tell me, by the case of birds, someone like Chazal, we'll never know if there is for oichel or not. We'll find out only later on. If it's malagim or first of Paris, though, the Torah says it's kosher. So you could say, Echnami, certain things maybe are not clear. For example, the idea of the fact that something is a first Paris, the hoofs have to be split all the way through. Take example, a giraffe has a web sticking out, some of the meat sticking out. Now, if you don't abaki in exactly what a hoof is, if you know what a hoof is, I assume, and not exactly clear what things go all the way down through, maybe make a mistake, or something is my first parcel. Mainly for that reason. But Echshia Kanlung, we have a chaznishing pshat in the shach without a material. He quotes the Chochmah Zodim. He has a letter he wrote to a Herzog. We'll get to why he wrote a letter to a Herzog. So the Chochmah Zodim was kver the locho. He writes that the Chochmah Zodim is safe in this Bashi already b'dor b'chol eretz lito, and therefore the ikmal the Chochmah Zodim up in the shach over here. The loch is you cannot eat behemoths or chayes with Adam and Sarah. The fact that it has simonim the mice is not off. Malager, my first parasha, the Torah says that mice is not off. You have to have the Messiah like case of birds. Pshat the shach. Pshat the shani. You start with the Pirim Gaon. He quotes the shach. He says the Torah says. Torah says this is the simonim, and we know they have the simonim, and the maaser should be kosher. So why in the world should we come along and come along to answer it? That means simply in the shach, he says, why do you need simonim for it to eat the animals? Come along, Pirim Gaon says, that should not be the reason over here. Elamai, what's the yisoidah, he says? The yisoidah is, what is the simonim to make it into a chayil? How can you eat the chelboy? If I did the behemoth kosher, you want to eat the meat, I first pass my allegorah. To say the chelboy is more to say it's a case of a chayo. That is not clear. Unless you have a Messiah or you mark it what it is over here. We know certain things what they are. We know that what a tree is. We know certain things are. But if you don't know what it is, you cannot eat the chelboy. So my colleague is pshat in the shach. The Chanish says pshat in the shach is based upon the Chochmah Zodim, and it seems to be that way in the Orch HaShulchan. Pshat in the shach is you cannot eat any animal without a Messiah. I shall show you the Prim Gonomy come along and says the loch is you can eat any animal without a Messiah. Just eat the chelboy. Eat the fat, then in the case of Messiah.
It's not clear in the Chochmah Zodim?
No. Get to. That's first a simple machlok over here. That this Pirim Gadol, that he says that you do not need the Messiah, and the Chelbo and the Maisa is going to be, that's enough, Kamina Pshan, the Shach over here. It's brought down that way by the Marsham, Beis Yitzchok, the Kovner Rav, Yom Nadas, Dakar Tshuva, Mishmer Sholem, Kavachayim, and others bringing down the Pirim Gadol as is Pshan and the Shach over here. Now, we have machlokes. Chula Maisa is right. The newest tshuvas came up against different animals that we eat today. We'll have to get back to. We'll get to each specific one. Can a person eat buffalo? Can eat beefalo? Can eat a bison? Can eat a giraffe? Can you eat a zebu? Different things came up based upon this machlokes over here. So first, discuss the two sides over here. The Tzatim Mekel, they point out, we learned the way Simen Ayin Tes. Simen Ayin Tes is what's discussing what is kosher, what is treif. Simpei, we're learning right now, is similar to get to the chalboy, what's mutter. So first they point out, l'chua, the idea to come along and tell you they need a messiah by behemoth and achayo, l'chua is in the wrong simen if you want to be machmer. The shach is over here in simen pei by the case of chalboy. So one time they want to say, this is the cheshbon shaboy, if you want to say you need a messiah, should be brought down when discussing the locha about behemoth and achayo, simen ayin tes, aleph. One satim mekel. A second, Kim the Chaznish say, "What he machmer white the Chochmah Zodim and the Spash and Chol Eretz Lito, and therefore we have to follow the Chochmah Zodim and Pshat and the Shach over here." Maisa is interesting. The Pirim Gadol also, as far as I know, he also lived in Lito, and he be'etzim was 20 years before the Chochmas Sodom. So that means Prim Godim, as Rebelsky and others point out, did not seem to know this minik, this malach, this messiah over here. They seem to be that somehow switched from the time that Prim Godim 20 years beforehand, 20 years later to the Chochmas Sodom. They take it even a step further, the Yov Madas, the Kov Merov, he was actually, I think, he printed safe in the 1880s. Chochmas Sodom was the 1820s. He and Maisa, when he brings over, he quotes this Prima Golem, and the words of the Maisa, this idea of Ein Sof Lufnim, it's posh that way. Avada Prima Golem is correct. So somehow went in Litter, if you want to say the Chochmas Sodom, this is Pshan Chochmas Sodom, went for the Prima Golem and think Avada means only Chalboy. Somehow, the Spash, whole earth's Litter, to the Chochmas Adam, so then went back to Kovner Rav, which also is Lito, to bring back the Maisel of the Primal Val is right. Which is very hard to send him at Sias. And Shlomo Amar has a Chuba de Chilke in the Sefer, yeah, his name is Sefer. Shlomo Amar has a Chuba de Chilke in Shema Shlomo. He said he went over to Avazar and he showed me the Kovner Rav, Yom Vadas. He's very happy. He said, leave the Sefer by and wants to mine into it. He says, Mamash, the words, can we just show the Rav? He also told him the Kavachaim also. The same thing came along over here. It's brought down the Pim Golem as is. He says, Maisa, we have Gedel over here that brought down the Pim Golem without this a Mahalach that was saying in the Chokhmah on Pshan Hashach. So come along there, first of pointing out that from course the Rok Simon. Second, say this Pshan Hashach, we have Pim Golem and the Kavli Rav and others in between, they point out also further, the Malakim Svarim, the Malakim not today, but the Malakim from the Gedolim, that means the Kavachayim, or the Mishmash Shalom, or the Darki Tshuva, they came along and they brought down only the Prima Godim, and they did not understand that there's another Pshat in the Shach. Void, if further, if you want to say they're coming to argue, and at least say, Chochmas Sodom should said, Dloki Prima Godim, Dor HaShulchan should said, Dloki Prima Godim, therefore they did see the Prima Godim, they didn't say it that way. So there are numerous times, the one time that, first of all, if you even have a choice of Prima Godim, first Chochmas Sodom, for Belki points out that it was not dispatched in Eretz Litter, no one seemed to know about it, and Lechora, that's not the Mahal of Klai Yisrael, we have the Shach of the Prima Godim, he seemed to be more the Messiah of Klai Yisrael. But, they point out, let's take out the Chochmas Sodom, look it up what he actually does say, and the Aruch HaShulchan. He starts off saying, the Simone, Behema, and the Chaya, the two Simone in the Torah. Then he says, if we're not makir what the simonim are, then nos chom simonim. And the words are, im ken osel le'echel min achayis, raka tvish nikolehem. Don't say it's os eat babies and chayis, os eat chayis, except the two that were makir. It's fair to chanish upon himself. I say you cannot eat chayis and behemoth. He said, can you eat chayis? And chanish means lav dafka, means chayis and behemoth. The Chachamim say, what's pshat in the Chochmas Sodom? Can eat chayis, meaning the chelboy of the chayis. Can eat the chelboy of the chayis. These are the simonim machshirit. Now we have a lochel of chelboy. We need the simonim. We don't have the simonim. We can eat the chayis. Because in the case of the chelboy, even the Chochmas Sodom, big mavuch, what it means, and numerous Chachamim trying to read the Chochmas Sodom slowly, and the Aruch HaShulchan means the chelboy of the chayis. It doesn't even ask the behemoth. It doesn't write those words. You come to Sparsha Kleisol, even though behemoth meiser also. You don't even say the word the behemoth maisa also. So there is again two sides in Klal Yisrael. The Svarim, Rav Ozan Tshuva in Chelek Yud, he actually has a Tshuva about buffalo in America. That's what Tshuva is about. So it's about buffalo in America. He brings down numerous of these tainus over here. His maskona is the maisa. At the end of the day, you read a Masara not. He says places that never had a Masara soon do not need a Masara. They know it had that lock and need to have a Masara. Fine, they certainly don't need it. They have case of Messiah. Those who do need or had this mahalach go back and forth. He didn't want to answer the question. So try to get involved with different cases over here. Again, so we have one question over here. Might say, what is Pshat in the Shach? The Shach came along and says, we're not saying what Pshat Mufutalis, Kruchas, Vaduas, Chalukas, why like birds and pay bait in the case of Messiah. What does that mean? Most achrenim seem to understand what it means over here, like the Prima Godim, those being down, Marsham, Beisit, Dark Chuvo, means negate the Chalboy. And Sashen, those one father Chaznish, it says negate the Behemoth and Chayis over here. Let's try to make it now different cases. The three main cases that I'm like discussing is number one, a giraffe, the same case, the buffalo, bison, Kaino, and third case is the case of Zebu. Go through each case. First, negate a giraffe. The first, the past week's Parshas Noach. Somehow the Ganenets somehow paskind, a lot of them, that they bring home a picture of the Noach table, and you have what, seven that are kosher, two that are treif, right? That's the Torah says over here, Tomei or Torah of Ein Torah, and they seem to paskind that giraffes are two. Sticking out always through the window over there, why is there two giraffes? Is a giraffe kosher a giraffe treif? Now some Ganenets don't have a giraffe, paskind. But a lot of Ganenets paskind that the giraffe is two. Is a giraffe a kosher animal or a treif animal?
That's
the same. Yeah, so it's a Ganenets. They have flowers in our scene that we discussed already. Who said the flowers? I've seen it. No one knows. But my son, is a giraffe a kosher animal or not? So first of all, those want Taino. Well, even on the town that's kosher, the reason why don't we eat giraffe? You don't see it in the marketplace. You know why?
$500,000.
Oh. So one reason, the Encyclopedia of Beis Yisrael, my brother has a sefer. And Chelik Vov says, the reason we don't have a giraffe, you know, either we do not know the book of the Shechita. Has a long neck, we do the Shechita over here. So again, Encyclopedia of Beis Yisrael, Chelik Vov, Om Kufnun Tes. Oilam says it over as a joke, but he writes down that we do not know the book of the Shechita. Encyclopedia of the second Oilam Ulami, Om Tzamek Gimel says, do not know the book of the Shechita. Others from Kamel to say, if you know Hilchos Shechita, which I don't, but those who say you do know Hilchos Shechita, that must be a joke over here, because the whole area of the Maisa, you have over 6 feet to go to the case of Shechita. A pigeon, you have a couple of inches. I think the technical words of Chazal, they bring down, anyone does not know which to do Shechita, does not know how to hit a baseball on the side of a barn. I think that's the word of Chazal bring it down. So Maisa, they point out, before the basic idea how to go to Shechita should be very simple, you have the whole tie neck. So again, there are somehow swarm out there that say, there's no, the reason why we don't eat it, it is a kosher animal. Don't know what the Makar Shechita is. Others from bringing down, Tzicha Schulen, or Yaki Yosef, say, Avada, you have the whole tie neck over here. So that reason could not be the reason why you don't eat it. However, Kamlung, on the other encyclopedia, Kash Zamozang, Kamlung says, you know why? We need a Messiah. Shach, Chosmazon, Chaznish, we have no Messiah. So, or even on the sand that you need a Messiah, you take out the Pesach with A, over there it says, seven animals are the case of a Chayo. First, starts off with Ayel, then Tzvi, ends off the case of a Zemer. What's a Zemer? So take out the Rasad you're going on the Pasuk, the Ben Yoyna and Shroshim, and the Dak and Sefer Shroshim, they write Giraffa. Others bring down the idea of a giraffe. Now, you look up the history books, and it seems that over time, they did not change the name. I mean, you can argue the point, you know, things change names. They not seem to change the name, but it, some is swarming down that has a long neck. So, what animal has a long neck? So, the one Taino, come on, the Savior Yaakov Yosef, the Savior Kundrish Torah Sabida, you need a Messiah? We have a Messiah. The Torah is the Messiah. Very good, the Torah has a Messiah. J.D. Bleich, a Sefer contemporary Aloch and Chelekei, he wants to argue the point. He said, first of all, names are not a Raya for Messiah. And the Voidi come along and says, the Rashi in Chul Nafei says, what's a Zemer? Rashi says he doesn't know. Then Ezra and Dvar Pekudala says, we don't know what the other five things are. So they didn't have a Kabbalah. So Rashi does not seem to know what we do know. So fine, back and forth.
If you know.
That's another question. The Gate of Messiah, would you eat grasshoppers because the Tamim didn't say they have a Messiah? Would you eat it based on that? Another question. We have to get to that also. So big mavucha, lapis more tiny would not have grasshoppers based on someone else's Messiah. That's another show. So the give and take is in Messiah and negate the case of grasshoppers, negate the case of a giraffe. If so, if you want to tell me we have a Messiah, or you don't need a Messiah, people want to say, option the shach, so why don't we eat giraffes? So come along, the Savior told us, or it says, you know why? Do goyim eat giraffes? No, why? It doesn't taste good. Very simple, the meat is tough and hard, it doesn't taste good. So, void, come along, the others from, they point out, it's very expensive. Why? Because if you have to a shchito, the Tavsky, the two guys who are the buckies in the zoologies guys, I've got the name, it's Dr. Uri, these two guys over here, they come along, they want to try to build a contraption to shchito and tie it down. It's very expensive to get a contraption to tie it down to make a way to do shchito to them. Then the zoo didn't let them do shchit to do it, but that's another story. So Maisa, they point out, one statement says, if you want to do shchit to them, it costs $100 a kilo. In Now let's say if you brought down $10,000 a kilo. How much it costs a kilo of meat, even if you would do a shechit over here. But actually, they point out it's very expensive. So come along, negate the giraffes. Maybe you have Messiah, that's Zemir in the Torah. Maybe you don't have Messiah. Who said, we need Messiah. It's Malagir, my friend's parasa. Has this one over here. Nice, the reason why we don't seem to eat it, because either it doesn't taste good, the guy doesn't eat it, or it's very expensive. Fine, very simple. Not to negate, but the Chua, I don't think that the genetics are correct. Nice, at the end of the day, all my first parasa are Malagir, at least in the Zeman and Noyach, there should have been seven of them.
Huh.
You should. That's one case, giraffe. The second thing, the Tumul in America, really earlier, what's the law going to get to the case of a buffalo? Now, the Etzem, those who want Taina, a buffalo, you take out the Ramon here, there is Simchov Ches, the Ramon of Maisa writes over there that Shoha Bor is the case of a buffalo, the Ramon writes a buffalo is kosher. So I'm for sure Ramon. You write the word buffalo, Shoha Bor, not a problem. So what's the Shiloh? So they point out that the fact that we say the word buffalo doesn't mean that the same animal as buffalo or Ramon is discussing. And one name does not mean another name. That's them, what we're having is a bison. And what they have in Europe is a European buffalo. We call them American buffalo. They're European buffalo. One's a bison, one's not a bison. So come along with the question over here is, can a person now go eat a buffalo? That means people tell me in America, go to the store, go to Ashkocha, and they sell buffalo wings. Not just the name buffalo wings. They sell real buffalo. And see, Hal told me he was in Phoenix, Arizona. He actually works now for Starkey. He did for Kiev. He made barbecues of buffalo. It was a chat to get people in to eat buffalo. So you want to make chat and get people in to eat buffalo. So the question is, can the people, personal mice eat buffalo? So Shaila is, first of all, there's one side over here to be Makel, mice, my first pastor, Malagero. Voting gone further than saying, mice, the buffalo is a very similar case of a beefalo. So you could argue the point, might say it's not a problem. And therefore, it wasn't true in the Chalagyot, some Kufi Dalad. He's discussing, he says, in America, you want to go eat buffalo, again, it goes to a different raid. You want to say, maybe the whole time, local, the Chaznish, the Chalagyotanu, Bedafka, Eretz Lito. And even the Chaznish, who said it was even Eretz Yisrael. But at least in America, he says, Bor and Eretz Yisrael, in the Chutzlar, the mice is not a problem. In America, it's not a problem to go eat buffalo. Maybe I'll take a step further and even matter it in Eretz Yisrael. In the year 2004, some of us were around, some of us were old enough to still remember what happened. It was around Purim time, and they put up signs all over Eretz Yisrael, around clothes all over, and they came along and they said, all the meat in Eretz Yisrael you cannot eat. You can eat. So first people started thinking it was a Purim joke, but then they went around even after Purim. They came along and they said, all the meat in Eretz Yisrael is coming from an animal called a zebu. A zebu. Now, a zebu is coming in the idea of a cow. It's not a cow, it's very clear, it has a hump on its back and has all the differences in the case of a cow. And therefore, they came along and saying, you cannot eat the cow. Signs up all over, trade can eat it. And we'll get back to you about cashing in pots and pans, what to go do over here. Victim, what to go do with the case of a zebu. Where's the starting point? In the year 1950, in Madagascar, which was then a French colony, in France, the Vad HaRabbanim of France were discussing if a zebu is a chayu or behemoth in the case of the chalboi. So he went to Rav Herzog, I think it was Rav Roshi, right? So something, I don't know what he was, I don't know what he is, how he is. Rav Herzog. So he has Chubas Psukim Ksovim. He gets involved with a Vadis, my first pastor, my Algeiro. However, it's a new min over here. And then he gets involved with the second shach over here. The look is that if it's a case of a chayu, you need the simonim to go eat the b'tzad sugi v'chayo. That means that Peskachul over here brings down Sukkot Alpha Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov is the man of the Shach. Beis Yaakov comes along and says over here, the halacha is that a person cannot eat a chayo, even though my first pastor Malagero, Behemi can't be not a chayo, unless it has the simonim that is b'futolos, kruchos, vaduos, kruchos. It's the Beis Yaakov. And it could be the Zemog Avram that way also, that's, that is brought down the halachas, I think, Esterik. Over here, means over there. Maisley came along and they want to be Machmer. Come along the Peskachum and he says, ain't din emes. It's not true. The loch is, and therefore the Rav Herzog has a whole kundras called kundras neshar. How could you come along and say the loch is, once my first pastor Malagero, the ikke is like the Peskachum? The loch is, once I had my first pastor Malagero, the loch is my kosher. So he came along and said, anocho, it's a new min that we never had. Question is, the chayav behemah, they get only to the chalboi, but the animal he can't eat. Kimmel Chazdish, you will allow to refer to Herzog. He says, well, you're assuming it's a new min? What's a new min? We have Meister Shachtsev Kotten Aleph, Atzikon, Basikon Aleph, and what's the new min? You need a Messiah. Meister, it's true, it's my first person, my allegorical. Meister, birds, we hold in the Messiah, Chenogim Ein Lashanas. Meister, in the case of Messiah. David came along and he acid this animal in 1950. That means if Herzog assumed it was a new min, his question there geared to the Chelboy. And the Chanan says, once you're assuming it's a new min over here, I'm coming to asset totally. You're keeping it to at all. It's a new min that we never had. It's a new animal. New min. But if Herzog didn't care, he says, so what? What? No, that's a different point. No, that's the gate to another point. No, that's a gate to Chalboy. It's a gate to Messiah. It means Mechaba may be different than the case. Is it Mechaba Shito? Or Hermov? Can you give me the Shanas? Give me two different circuits over here. Now, Maisa, those came along and says, the Chanesh was given an assumption, and he came along to be Machb over here, in Zebu. The question is, maybe the assumption wasn't true, this animal is similar to the case of a cow, and therefore, the question was, maybe the reason to be Machb for Zebu was only because it what he was told. Maybe it's similar to a cow, has a lot of case of a cow, and the cow Maisa has a Messiah, so maybe also a Zebu has a case of Messiah. That was part of the Shiloh over here that came along. Maiso, what came out then in 2004, based upon the Chazdish, we'll get to why it was a little bit confusing. The question is, they stopped being in the Zebo again in 2004. After years, they're bringing it in. What happened? 1950, once the Chazdish said it, the Rabbanut were not bringing it in. They had no Zebo from 1950. Came along in the 2000s, the 1990s. Came out all the meat in this country was this Zebo. And the Tefillin, and the Parshiyos, and the Mezuzah, and the Sefer Torah, the Zebu. And the milk was a Zebu. And someone raised the point, what happened in 1950, 60 years earlier, or 50 years earlier, came along and asked the Chazdish, what happened? How did the Mahadran Ashkochas come along bringing something that was also? First of all, when the Chazdish and the Gerish was written, it said this animal, without naming the name of the animal. So, could be over time, they forgot the name of the animal. Second, the same Paradaro quotes some animal, says the animal has one horn. But they point out this animal has two horns. So it led to mistaken the Kashrut organizations. And they came along, they were saying, my first pastor, Miley Carroll, came from South Africa, South America. They're bringing it in. Therefore, it led to a big rash. What to go do now? I mean, some of the Chanish asked it, Rabbanut somehow listened to it, came along, Mahadrika Ashkochas. They're bringing it in the past 10, 15, 20 years. They don't know how long they're bringing it in. And now so much so that the Tefillin and Mezuzah and Torahs had this parchment that was written upon it that was a Mamish Kavit Ulay Trey, who knows? So first, Chod HaShani and Eliashiv, they came along and they paskin the things in the Maisa that were pure Zebu. Any Chalami, maybe we'll have a problem. But they point out very few things are pure Zebu because the meat was very tough. The Maisa, they put one thing together with another. And therefore they came along, the first of all they came along and said, ain't it's a mixture over here. Make the price giving, look at this farm, they were matter anything that was a yotzi in the case of the Basar. That means whoever happened until then said, fine, you pass them off the kasher, the tefillin mezuzah and same Torah, the mice of the Beseder, the milk of the mice of the Beseder, anything that was until then the mice of the mutter. Why? Because either the ikur is like the other pshach, people wouldn't like the shach, or even Chok Mazar was not in the spashit, or the mice is a crossbreed, we'll get to Nochasora. The Gemara brought up Chayus Navzayin. Over there brings down B'shur ben Levi. B'shur ben Levi says, "Lo'ilam emes abosh lo'itomim ben atorav lo'itomim ben atomim." Metzias is that to get pregnant, you can only have a crossbreed of a kosher to a kosher. You cannot have a crossbreed of a tomei to a torav. This is B'shur ben Levi. The Maaseh is brought down by the Rambam, Machlokes Soros, Perek Aleph, the Ramban in Chayus, brought down by Pri Chodesh, Lechem HaPoim, Aruch HaShulchan, Avnezer, Dar Ketuvim. Others bring down Lochel Maaseh, Gam Yesh Cholkim. Building upon this idea that you can only have a crossbreed of something that's kosher, let's say you have a Messiah for one, you don't have a Messiah for the other. Now B'shur ben Levi says, you have a crossbreed, this is Torah, this gives a Messiah to the other thing. This negair to the birds came to a big mavucha. Birds, the Maisa, that the loch is, we need a Messiah, we need a Messiah, Kamal Chassam Sefer, and the Istim, the Maisa, this B'shur ben Levi, can we do pass like this, now for a case of birds. Kamal Chaznish, he said, the Chassam Sofer Shuvit says, B'shur ben Levi is a case of behemoths. So maybe Dak by behemoths it works, and not by Oifus. But behemoth is a sure believer. Maisa works. Therefore, the Abnezer writes by even Ephes he wants to argue and say it doesn't work by Ephes. Abnezer Rukas Abaisim or Vishayo. Others want to argue by case of Ephes. Meishlema Rukas Abaisim. So my bird is big Mavucha. But by behemoth, Pashas, the Maisa, it does work. If so, those who want Taino, the whole thing they did with Zebu was a crossbreed. Not in the cow. You should make it softer, make the meat easier, the skin of the Maisa better. So the Maisa, then we have Shur Belay that gives you a case of Messiah. Come on, J.D. Bleich. So, wait a second. The Torah already gave us what to mach shuret. My first part is Maligero. Came along, we're not following the Torah. But if we have a Shur Belevi that makes a crossbreed that we will follow, no, we have a loch of a chain argue, ain't the shanus, loy, plum, we ask everything. I see you want to come along to acid over here. Did Hofsky write back to J.G. Bleich? No, mice we see by birds, it does work. No, no, he doesn't say behemoth. No, he says, Amos, Abbas, Loy, Tom, Loy, Torah, Damachal, Shom, Levi, Damachal, Chayy, Behemoth. He says, all animals it works by, and not by, maybe not by Oifis. That we're not sure about. Mice, J.G. Bleich said, that was the case of Torah, the Bim of Vucho, Hatik, Shom, Levi, Loch, Mice, in the gear to case of our buffalo, in the gear to Ayazebu. Pashas is, we have Shur Belevi, we have some Soifer, we have Abnezer, in my case of birds, we have Mesh, other parts can bring it down, Locha should be enough for Raya. The Maisa, in 2004, came out for the, I think the word, due to the deference of the Chaznish, she came along when they asked it, we have to why that's so. Come along, the Maisa, the Mahajim and Mahajim HaShkochas, the Maisa do not anymore have a Zebu. They don't have this animal anymore. Meister Abelski says, but tell over the Ilm has to be machmer for Bnei Torah, that Loshen. Sometimes you have the Loshen, it's mutter, but Mahajim and Hajim, Bnei Torah, it shouldn't be machmer. Abelski says, don't say that Loshen, it's not true. Not Bnei Torah if you're machmer. No Indian. Meister Kleisel is not makabal this way. When that was that way, not even the man of Chazmudish was makabal that way. Not even Litter was not makabal that way. He came along and said, do not say Yishman should be machmer. Loch is the Ilm is Meister Mekel. Is a sheet out there, or rather is the Indian of concept of machmer for yechidim shevechidim vada is a chaznish as deference to the chaznish over here. The Maisa, as a Reuben, how he ended off his grim gashir, I remember 2004, the gerach halacha of eating zebu on Shabbos. He says those who that Shabbos did not eat the zebu and ate turkey, they were machmer poro b'chamor. That's clear. I mean, you can't take it. You know, you don't eat turkey. Turkey is a, we'll have to get to where the head is coming from. That's mamashi in the Masara. But even that week did not eat the zebu, the meat, machmer poro b'chamor. Maisa, come along over here. We have a mavucho. Again, the klam mavucho maskono comes out. We have machlokes. Klal red, geshmaki red, get to the buffalo, beefalo, the bison. The mice in America is so little over. All the mahajim hashkochas, the mice do have it, do serve it. There's no problem. Even the mahajim hashkochas over here do not think it's any problem. They're doing it with that klal zok and the chanish as kovel the chanish. He said that way. And again, even the chanish, you know what was presented to him, what was told to him, what was explained to him. Yishlod yishlein. He has his letters. They left it as is. Therefore, negate the children, what the children are, I'm not sure. Do you have to go check what type of meat, where it comes from? We actually ready to paskin? No. The chutzlo said, Maisa, no, there's no problem over here. Maisa, you want to go eat buffalo? Chutzlo said, no problem. You want to eat over here? Maybe we can look and not do a giraffe. I want to taste it. I want to touch it over here. But it is kosher giraffe. Maisa, the meat doesn't taste good. Don't go eat over here. They get to the zebra, as far as I know, they don't bring it into this country anymore. In America, could be they do. Not sure. I don't know if see it over here. And as I say, these things are things food for thought. It's local.
Oh yeah. So what are they doing, Zebo?